This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, here we are to work our way into thoughts with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thoughts about what people are discussing. Do we find answers to problems? Is that our job? Are we just here to talk about things? You know, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has graced these airwaves for decades, talking about the issues of the day, things that are going through people's minds. Did you know we have 60,000 thoughts a day, and 90% of them are the same thoughts we had yesterday, Michael?
Is that something that is a study that has just been uncovered?
Yes. Habits of our thoughts. Where do thoughts come from? Right, exactly.
That's what I'm always wondering. Where do they come from?
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's listening to us on the radio right now, the sound they hear is coming through the air from some place that's completely impossible to imagine if you didn't know how it worked. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference? When we're talking now, when you're going to answer what I'm saying, I'm talking, you're thinking about it, then you're going to respond. Where are those thoughts that are going to come out of your mouth, where are they coming from?
Mm.
Isn't that interesting?
Wonderful thing that is fat, mostly. Our brain is mostly fat.
Do you believe that? Do you believe maybe the brain is receiving it from someplace else?
Well,
from a higher level.
Yeah. So these are the kind of things we can start questioning ourselves. Well, are we learning new things by listening to some of these programs? We hang around with different people. Do you open your mind to different thoughts? Are you tolerant of different thoughts? We've had a lot of discussion about tolerance.
Are you ever afraid of thoughts? Do you ever say, I don't want to think that? That's a terrible thing.
Some people do. I do not. But some people do. Some people, I don't want that thought. It's too negative or it's too scary or whatever.
Or it might happen if I think it.
Well, thoughts are things. So I believe that what people think is ultimately what happens. You set the course for your reality by what your thoughts are. I believe that.
What you just said, thoughts are things. Do you realize that is a language history lesson, because it's true that the word thought and the word thing come from the same root in ancient times? You want to run through the stories?
And the top five plus five, that would be ten. Top ten stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, and Michael's the editor and publisher there. List of people as well. Yes, please, let's go.
The reason I want to do it quickly is my iPad is starting to flitter.
Flutter,
and it could go dead.
Let's give over to technology. Help yourself. Go ahead.
I'm sitting here with my Oracle. You know.
I have it the old-fashioned way. I'm looking at a printed piece of paper.
Oh, gosh. I haven't had a printed piece of paper in years.
As
a matter of fact, you know what I did the other day? There was a picture in a newspaper, and I went and I put my thumb over the face of somebody on a picture and stretched it. I thought I was going to be able to make it bigger. And I said, what the heck did I just do? Uh-huh. That's how wired you become to this new digital age. Yep. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and NFL preseason activity. The Taylor Swift trial still being talked about at number 9. Sanctuary Cities at 8. Number 7, the Barcelona terror attack that is today bigger, but this is a weekly cumulative view. At number 6, we have the Google diversity critique firing. At number 5, we have Iran nukes deal threatened. At number 4, we have U.S.-North Korea tensions. At number 3, we have the Manufacturing Council eliminated. At number 2, the Confederate statue removals. At number 1, of course, the Charlottesville aftermath. The people on our survey, at number 10, Taylor Swift and the DJ David Mueller. James Damore at number 7, he's the Google guy. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. And we have Kim Jong-un at 7, Lindsey Graham at 6. Number 5, Stephen K. Bannon. Number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, John Kelly. Number 2, David Duke and Richard Spencer. And number 1, Donald Trump. Hard to believe David Duke is in the top 2.
He was upset with Donald Trump because of what he said about the, it's all the tolerance, intolerance stuff, but the skinheads and the KKK.
So everybody's upset with Donald Trump.
Well, everybody, it doesn't
except the people that are his ardent supporters.
Yeah.
And that there is a core of people that are not upset with him at all, but are, as is Trump, upset with everybody else.
Well, I think there's a... I'm going to put myself out on a limb a little bit here because I was given the opportunity to look at some video earlier this week of Donald Trump 20 years ago and how he used to articulate, and the way he articulates now is dramatically different from what he did in terms of his speech pattern. He never had to on The Apprentice, for example. He didn't have to articulate, really. He had thoughts, and his daughter and whoever the other people in his company were had thoughts, and he could easily say, you're fired, and that sort of thing. But we've not put him in a position until he was elected. Well, before he was elected, you got sort of the drift of the kind of language patterns that he had. I'm a big believer, because I'm a linguist by training, I pay attention to these things. And someone who went to college with me, who is also a linguist by training, who was a lukewarm Trump supporter at the beginning, now looking at Mr. Trump in a different way, given a lot of different things that are happening maybe with him, a lot of things that are happening in the world. There is a difference that maybe the signs, some people, few people speculating about his,
well, what's the difference,
his mental
between,
health.
What's the, what, yeah, okay, what is the point of this?
The point is...
How is he different today in how he presents his speech than he was, say, 20 years ago?
He's much more... He's much less deliberate. He's much... His phrases, the simplicity of his speech, the fact that he really doesn't ever say anything when he's talking that amounts to anything, when... He is the platitudes that he uses. It's a whole different sort of world.
He sounds like a bad talk radio caller.
That's an interesting way of putting it. I hadn't thought about
He sounds like you know he's a talking points kind of guy.
There may be something that's going on there that we will maybe. I hope that's not the case, but I mean I don't. There's a lot of different ways of interpreting this. And unfortunately, we're in a business that speculates a lot, and people sometimes sound like they're talking with out of a paper butt when they come up with some of this stuff. And maybe somebody will say that about me with my theory.
No,
but I just,
nobody would ever say that.
Just go back. Get some video. Find some video of him 20 years ago.
I've seen video of him all the way back. I met him 30 years ago.
Yep.
And when he was... this big, weird guy, a celebrity in New
York.
He's
always been bigger than life.
He's always been a major celebrity.
He's always been a narcissist.
He's the definitive narcissist.
Right. But that doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It doesn't mean any of this. The unfortunate thing is that he's in a bigger spotlight in a world that he can't. I think part of it is, and again, here we are analyzing. We're not in this guy's head. We don't know what he's really thinking. We don't, you have all these foolish people on television and the radio that are trying, this is what he meant by saying that. How the hell do you know what he meant? You're not in his head.
See, I take him at face value. I think he's completely honest, and he honestly believes that a lot of his lies are truths.
Well, are they lies? Or are they just
a lie?
What's a lie?
What's a lie? A lie depends on the spirit in which the information is presented.
A lie.
I mean, if I go on the air and I say, "Well, folks, today it's going to rain. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to rain, and the temperature is going to be 70 degrees, and the temperature turns out to be 80, and it's not cloudy and it's sunny." Did I lie? No, I said something. I was wrong. I wasn't even misspoke. I presented something that I thought was true that wasn't.
Yeah,
I was wrong, but I wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
So. The lie has to do with the intention, and are you intending to deceive?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is no with him. You think it's yes?
No, I think it's deeper. I think it's deeper. I think he lies to himself. I believe the narcissism equates to feeling that whatever I say and whatever I do is true because nothing matters but me in the end.
Well, that's narcissistic, to be sure.
Narcissism is a pathology. We're not talking about selfishness. Selfishness is a very, very, very mild form. Narcissism is a pathology that is deeper than, I would say, maybe 99% of the people listening to this or participating in this conversation can understand from personal experience.
Is it unfair to be so critical of him when that is his nature? Is it fair for us to be so, some people to be so intolerant of him?
I believe that we should be unfair in our criticism of any president. I'm saying that for you. Oh, fair? To someone who has the power of life and death over everybody on the planet? Fair? Nobody forced Obama, Bush, other Bush, Clinton, Eisenhower, Kennedy to be president.
Yeah, they chose.
Why do we have to, as Wallace used to say, pussyfoot around?
There's another one. Here's a piece of work. You want to compare Wallace?
Well, George Wallace died beloved by the African-American community because everybody got shot and he got crippled. He changed. He truly did change.
Yep.
That's a remarkable story, and we shouldn't go off on that tangent. But, that's a whole other piece of work on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't see why we owe it to a president of the United States to worry about how they feel. I don't know why we owe it to a president of the United States to be loyal to the individual. We should be loyal to the office.
Okay, let's equate this to playing football for the NFL. People are worried about what happens after they play and they have concussion on top of concussion on top of concussion. They knew what they signed up for. They agreed to get paid X number of dollars to put themselves on the line. So why come back to me and say at some point, well, I'm going to sue you because I played a game and I hurt myself? You signed up for it, pal, and maybe that's what you're saying here about Trump. That's an interesting way of analyzing.
I think it's even more extreme with a president.
Mm.
At least you can make a case, you know, our culture encourages kids to go into sports, and by the time the kid gets to the point where he's getting the scholarship, he no longer knows, he's brainwashed, that he's going down a road that's going to lead to a miserable future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we extol the value and virtue of that. We some of us respect the fact that that some people can play football well. And
respect. If you're in a high school situation socially, the whole world depends upon where you stand in the pecking order of being a jock or a fraternity guy or popular with the girls.
Nonsense. 19 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months. On select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
B It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change after the hour, the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the chart study done by Michael and his gang. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They review what's going on talk radio stations, programs, the topicality of issue-oriented talk radio, so-called news talk radio. And you can, by the way, listen to a podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show by going to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/Talk Radio Countdown Show. Easy enough to find, blogtalkradio.com/Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find it on iTunes as well or wherever podcasts are available. Sometimes you can get it on TuneIn Radio. It's a cool way. You get part of it and you want the rest of it. That's the way to get it in case you don't have a chance to hear it on your local station. We are talking about people who have been influential in the focus of conversation this week along with some stories. So I'm going to give you a situation. Tell me what you think. David Mueller, who was the disc jockey, who put his hands up Taylor Swift's skirt, got fired for that. He was drunk, got fined $1 in a court proceeding that ended this past week. So we find, in the world of talk radio, we find sustenance with people like this. He'll never get another job as a disc jockey, but could he get a job like lots of... He's not a convicted felon.
He could get a job as president.
He could be...
He won't get a disc jockey job, but maybe he'll be elected senator.
But would somebody give him a shot as a talk radio host? Seriously, is this the kind of a guy that if he has the imagination to be able to put his thoughts together, we have the list of felons and people who have been in jail and people who have been fired and people who have been disgraced who grace the airwaves around the country is legion. So is this guy a future talk radio host?
Well, I don't know him personally. So therefore, I can only say conceptually, of course, he has a chance to have a future in the media. He has a chance in today's short-term memory society, he has a chance to be anything. Mm. He just has to, learn from this and clean up his act and establish credibility. So I wouldn't count anybody out like that. He might have had a moment of stupidity. I hear the guy doesn't even have that kind of a history. Who knows? I saw the photo with his hand. Yeah, it was from the front and in the back. Yeah. And his face, it looked to me, and this is just my impression, that he had this stupid, fleeting idea to photobomb his own picture. It looked to me like he was doing it for the sake of the picture. You know what I mean? Like, hey, who knows? But there are scoundrels out there that are constantly hired. We have a certain list, and I'm not going to say names, of course, here at Talkers, that we know when they get a job, and they always get a job. They'll be out in a few weeks. We always say, they'll be fired. How did they get that job? They'll be fired. They can't keep a job because they have terrible character. They're loose cannons. They always say something on the air that's stupid and gets their company in trouble or jeopardizes the license of the radio station or the reputation of the station with its relationships. And yet they continue to get jobs. And it astonishes me that people like that do. So I think it's a pretty forgiving world for all of those reasons. And again, without knowing David Jackson Mueller, he probably will reemerge in the media with some kind of a job down the road.
I remember when I was the ops guy, the program director, as a kid, I was 22 years old at WNEB in Worcester. And through the door came a guy named Dick Brown, who had been one of the largest, bigger-than-life radio personalities in New York City. And he did something really stupid at a personal appearance. He went off the deep end with alcohol, couldn't get a job anywhere. He came to Worcester, needed a job. He went from $2,000 a week to $250 a week just to get a job. He was on the air for a while, kind of imploded, but it was amazing to hear the guy's voice and hear the stories. Wow. But I was thinking about that with regard to Mueller. 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Top 10 stories, top 10 people of the week. That's our job here in the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of August 14th to the 18th. The items that are important and of interest here. I made a mistake, Michael.
You did.
Got it, yes. When it comes to delivering the information, I want to be first, fast, and factual.
So those of you who were trying to write down what the address was for finding us as a podcast,
blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. That's all you need.
You are
right?
Lying. You are lying.
No.
Information, though. If people are just joining us, they don't know what that reference was. We were talking about whether or not if somebody gives wrong information, does it necessarily mean they were lying? And we concluded, no, it depends on your intention.
Yes. It's all about intentions. And then how do you know what one's intention? We can only speculate on somebody's intention. You don't really know what's inside that person's mind. You can't possibly know. So I love it when all these talking heads go on radio and television. This is what he meant by saying that. How do you know what he meant?
We don't know, but we do have to speculate. Otherwise,
why do we have to speculate? Why?
Well, because it adds to our attempt to have an understanding of the craziness around us. Aren't you always discerning and analyzing what's behind the scenes and under the surface with everything that you deal with, or do you take everything at face value?
I honestly don't give a lot of thought to most things other than what comes into my mind at the moment I hear it or see it.
Hmm.
Because we are hit, and maybe it's because I'm conscious of the number of attempts to attract my attention during the course of the day. There are, according to any number of studies, at least 3,000 attempts every day to influence your thinking with advertising, with messages, with visuals, with you're constantly bombarded with things. It's hard to understand how people can think for themselves because there's so much now around us trying to convince us that the way you're thinking either maybe haven't thought about it at all, like using some drug, those commercials. I've never thought of using that drug, but ask your doctor about using Imodiol or whatever it may be. I wasn't thinking about that. But then I had a stomach ache, and Imodiol is supposed to fix my stomach ache. So maybe I should call the doctor and see if I should use Imodiol.
Mm.
And we can use that for any number of things that can... you know, sort of confound us. We're confronted with these every day. What do you do with those messages? Let them go? How do they appeal to you? You don't listen to every message, do you? You're not in...
Everything. I listen to everything. I am aware of everything around me down to the microscopic detail. Do you realize that one of the great things the human brain does is filter out extraneous stuff from your consciousness, from the focal point of your consciousness, so that you don't go insane? However, there are theories that indicate that everything around you is absorbed somewhere in the subconsciousness, and that you know things that you don't know you know. But that if you were taking in all the information that your brain is processing, colors, sounds, details, pictures, words, all kinds of things, you would go crazy. And one of the remarkable processes of the brain is it processes all of this. Every single bit of it is in there. And what you see is the screen in front of your eyes, you know, the reality of the minute-to-minute thoughts that you were just describing.
Yeah.
That is the result of enormous, almost unfathomably, I can't use that the word because my coffee is stuck in my tooth, processes to make that happen. Just being able to sort it all out. That's what you're talking about. But you also basically said you don't have many thoughts about things because you're distracted by upset stomach remedies.
Only because I apparently had a slight concussion this week and my stomach was upset.
Did you really?
And that's what my children and the loved ones think. I bonked my head on a piece of farm equipment and a little dizzy, stomach and that kind of stuff.
Did you go to the doctor?
You know, everybody asked me that, and I said no, but I probably will.
Why don't you have an MRI or CAT scan or maybe a barium enema or something?
Right, that'll get right to your head, and it'll do.
Well, a lot of people's heads are located in that part of their body.
There's a talkers.com where people go to kind of faff out what's going on in our business, a fascinating world of fascinating people. There's an ad that caught my attention, speaking about things that grab our attention, and we are talking about advertising because we're in the advertising business. So you have a box at talkers.com. Every talk show host should write a book. And I think about that. People have been asking me to write a book for years, or several books, and I guess I've never been inspired to do it. I do it maybe with a ghostwriter. My daughter would be good at that sort of thing. But why would it be good for talk show hosts as opposed to anybody else?
Because talk show hosts operate with a platform. Talk show hosts have an agenda. Talk show hosts have
a body of work and opinions and thoughts and principles that they are constantly operating within. They have experiences, and they have a podium. A book is a wonderful tool to increase credibility, to be a calling card, to help you get speaking engagements, to let people know in one nice, concise place where you stand on a variety of things. I think considering how easy it is nowadays technologically to publish a book, it doesn't cost a lot of money. You don't necessarily have to get Simon & Schuster to sign you and give you an advance. If you're in the business of thoughts and communication, it's a nice thing to have, just like having a podcast or writing a blog, having a book. Within the industry, we're talking about the business of talk radio. Within the business of talk radio, talk show hosts are prime candidates to have in their repertoire a book.
Yeah. It's a great idea. It's another way of expression. All right. Speaking of expression, there are at talkers.com this week, as the coverage of the talk radio world is what you're all about, at least two stories that I can remember. One of them about a fellow named Dino Costa. The other one is Dave Riley. Costa was on a radio station, I think, in Oregon, and Riley was on his radio station in Pennsylvania. Both were fired this week. Mr. Costa said motorists should hit Black Lives Matter protesters who block roadways. That was the end of his, whether he gets another job or not remains to be seen, but that's the end of him there. Mr. Riley, on the other hand, was supporting the KKK and the white supremacists on his, I don't know whether it was on, I think it was on the air and in his, I think he actually went to Charlottesville, if I'm not mistaken. And his father owns the radio station, and he fired his son and said all kinds of things on their website about what they were not going to tolerate, and apparently one of the things they're not going to tolerate is his son.
Well, familiarity breeds contempt, you know.
Yeah.
Civil wars are the bloodiest, and family wars are even worse.
Yeah.
It's funny, and it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's amusing, but yet, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a sign of the times, isn't it?
Sign of the times. Brother against brother, father against son.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, our industry is littered with the bodies of you know, blabbermouths who said things like, kill people with your car.
Old days, I'm talking about the brotherhood of talk radio people, could get away with that. The things that Joe Pine used to say, or Alan Berg, or some of these really outrageous Morton Downey. You know, you can find guys like that in most every city that would, their stock and trade was to say stuff like that every day. And now you can't say it at all. None. And is that appropriate? I mean, we talk about freedom of speech, but what would be tolerated and what wouldn't be tolerated?
Well, it's not against the law to tell people to run down Black Lives Matter protesters blocking your way. It's against the rules of that radio
station. Is that hate speech? Isn't that against
the law? I don't know what hate speech is. I don't know what hate speech is. I have problems with hate speech. I don't have problems with hate. I think hate is a pretty bad thing, but I do believe it's a natural human emotion, and we have to learn how to deal with it, control it, understand it, and appropriately label it. But I do not hold myself up here on this platform today as being the expert on what is hate and what is not when it comes to speech. But no, I think a radio station has the right to fire somebody if they don't like what they're saying. And that has nothing to do with freedom of speech. The government says that they have to fire you or put you in jail for your political position. Then it's an infringement of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting stuff, though, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 44 past the hour. I thought about, if you're in business, and a lot of people listening, especially to News Talk Radio, are business people, small business, they want to get the pulse of the community, what's going on, medium-sized businesses, big businesses, listen to the talk message, to the talk programs, to the talk hosts. And thus this announcement, for those of you listening to what actually is said, that's why commercials are so much better on News Talk programs, spoken word programs, because you're listening to the words. And my word to you, the combo word. Zip Recruiter. Zip Recruiter is a noun describing a company that will post your job offerings to hundreds of job sites with just one click from you. That's how it works. It's different. because they have such powerful technology, it matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. So use ZipRecruiter. Don't depend on the candidate finding you. Have ZipRecruiter have you find them. It's a two-way street. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's how you use ZipRecruiter free for the first time. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by so many businesses to find the qualified job candidates immediately. 24 hours after you post, you're going to be talking to people who are looking for that job. Find out how it works for you. It's easy to use. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. Use ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 47 past the hour. Michael has, as usual, one of these fabulous, I suppose we'd call it a podcast blog, the Up Close and Far Out Focus this week. You can find it at talkers.com or on upcloseandfarout.com. You talk to people who are on the radio in Charlottesville. What'd you get out of that conversation?
Interesting insights from two people on two. There's two news talk stations in Little Charlottesville, which is unusual,
really?
And two local hosts that are excellent, which is unusual in especially a small city like that.
Yeah.
We have Joe Thomas from WCHV, and we have Rob Schilling from WINA. Long conversations with each of them about what led up to Charlottesville's tragic weekend and where they stand on it and what it's like on the ground in media in Charlottesville.
So, did you get a sense, were they on together or you separated them?
Separated. They did two separate interviews. They're friends, though. They know each other.
They're friends. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder about that sometimes because there are these contrivances made up. Most of us, as you know, when you look at the list of the heavy 100 that Michael publishes in Talkers Magazine every year and the audience of the various people who are doing talk radio shows that are national, it's a small community. Most of us know each other or know of each other. And so with that, hopefully, I would always hope that there's some respect. And not that you have to like what the other person does, but there's a certain amount of respect. Because if you're success, it's a very competitive business. And if you're like those two fellas in that market, they would be considered big deals, I'm guessing. Both of them.
Oh, they're very big deals.
Market.
But it's like sports. I mean, you've got to be careful what you say about somebody because your opponent one week might be your teammate the next week.
Right. Right. Come over. We all know how that works. One station to the other and bring your audience with you.
And that intern you fired might be your boss in 5 years.
Exactly. At the next station. All right. So check it out. UpCloseAndFarOut.com or at Talkers.com where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing with the presence of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, expert on the law. So we take the charts, find the legal ramifications for some of the stories, and I've always said that one of the great things I respect about Steve Wiseman is that I've never thrown him anything over the years. He and I have been talking on the radio for 30 years at least, if not more. And I've never said or asked you anything that you couldn't have a solid retort that actually made sense. You know, I can answer any question.
Yeah, I can give you an answer.
Yeah, give me an answer.
A little pressure.
Snappy. Yeah. Do you remember Larry Glick?
Oh, yeah. Loved him.
He used to say, yeah, he was a late night host on WBZ in Boston. People would all call him and ask him all the time. And he'd say, well, let me check. Or he'd say, I always have a snappy answer. It might not be the right answer, but it's always a good snappy one. So the Taylor Swift trial is number 9 this week on the countdown. What more needs to be said about a guy sticking his hands up the skirt of a lady who's a prominent singer?
Yeah, you know, that one was such an interesting case where the evidence in trial, generally it's a he said, she said. But you did have a photograph that he characterized as awkward, but awkward was, you could see his hand was in a place where it shouldn't have been. And, you know, he tried to, in essence, shake her down for money. He was trying to get this not go to court, get a settlement. She would have nothing to do with that. And the fact that when she counterclaimed, which was also very smart, she only asked for a dollar, I think strengthened her case. One thing that much of the media may have missed was the jury did not rule against this disc jockey. The judge, at the end of every civil case, when the evidence is all in, one side will ask for the other side's case to be dismissed because they don't even have sufficient evidence to go to a jury. And when Taylor Swift's lawyers made that, the judge agreed. This never happens, and it shows what a total lack of a case he had. So
yep.
It's a good lesson.
But he could get a job as a talk radio host, even though he'll never be a disc jockey again.
You know, I think so, too. I really do. And there was some evidence that he didn't try very hard afterward to get a another job. He was not blackballed.
No. All right, next, the continuing discussion of sanctuary cities and the legality or illegality, say it again, Doug, illegality, or just the hyper-stupidity of this approach to the problem. What do you what's new legally here, if anything?
You know, there really isn't anything new here on this, and you do have cities that are seeking to be more protective of illegal immigrants, but there are a lot of illegal immigrants who it's a matter of are you going to be targeting people who frankly there was a Supreme Court case recently where one of the Justice Roberts was saying, in other words, you're telling me somebody can be thrown out because you find out they've got a traffic ticket, and the response was yes. So I'm of a mixed mind on this. On the one hand, the law is the law. Change the law. On the other hand, there is the question of what kind of an emphasis you put and where do you put the attention of a Justice Department. So, you know, I see some legitimacy on both sides. I still have trouble with draconian threats against cities that do not enforce or that are acting as sanctuary cities. So this one as a lawyer is kind of tough for me.
All right, next in the legal overview, the Google firing, the diversity firing. I don't know. I guess I understand it, but I may not really understand it. What do people need to know about what happened there?
You know, what's interesting is James Damore, who was a Google employee who wrote a memorandum indicating why it was wrong to have more women at Google and why they shouldn't be trying to get greater diversity. And his point was that there were scientific reasons to show that women couldn't do that kind of work. Well, frankly, there are not scientific kind of reasons. He talked about that he had evidence, scientific evidence. There was nothing. It was.
In fact, it may be just the opposite in reality.
Very frankly. So when he was fired for violating the company's code of conduct for advancing harmful gender stereotypes, they have every right in the world to do that. And, you know, frankly, these kinds of arguments have been used against women, have been used against blacks, have been used against immigrants for years, saying there's some kind of scientific basis. And there isn't. So I have no sympathy for him.
Stephen, J.J. Wiseman on the countdown, 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.